Please be seated. A word of prayer. Lord God, today we give thanks for all the men who have been part of our lives, our fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, and others who have guided us in our growing years. Amen. Happy Father's Day to all men. Today we salute you. Instead of preaching on the reading, I'm preaching on Father's Day. We thank you for all you have done, men, for all you still do, and for who you are, and we love you. Do you remember the book entitled Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus? Well, I discovered how true that is when I was talking to some men and women about doing the sermon today. Now, when I was younger, and the odd time I did not listen to my mother, I would hear this phrase, just wait till your father gets home. And I'm sure many of you who are in my generation heard this phrase also. When we heard this, it would never change our behavior at that particular time. But boy, when we heard Dad's car pull in, we turned into little angels. And that worked well while we were small. But once we hit those teenage years, well, that was a whole other story. Now, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, can you imagine what it was like in those days to hear that your wife-to-be is pregnant and you know 100% for sure that the baby is not yours? That was a public disgrace, especially for such a righteous man as Joseph. Being a good man, Joseph did not want to expose Mary to such disgrace. So he planned on dismissing her quietly. So in other words, he was just going to let her go and not tell anyone what happened. Then an angel appeared in a dream to Joseph and told him not to be afraid to marry her, as the baby she was carrying was from the Holy Spirit, the Son of God. Now, if we believe that or not, it's up to each of us. But think about Joseph. What an exceptional man, especially in those days. He took Mary as his wife. He was there when the baby Jesus was born, and he raised him as his own. He taught him how to be a carpenter, to respect others, to be gentle and kind in his actions and words. So God created humankind in his image. A child gave these two definitions of a father and Father's Day. Father's Day is just like Mother's Day, but you don't spend as much money. A father is a man who carries pictures in his wallet where his money used to be. Now, our youngest granddaughter says, Papa always has good pocket money, as when she comes over, Papa's hand goes into his pocket and pulls out some change. And nowadays, it's no longer pennies or nickels, but usually loonies and toonies. So get ready, Les, for when your grandchild is born. Fathers don't get all the accolades that mothers get. And you certainly don't get the gifts that mothers get. And I don't think you realize how important you are in the lives of those who love you. A father's opinion is very important, as is his strength, courage, encouragement, and support. A father, when playing a game with his child, will purposely lose so his child can win. Every little girl grows up thinking that her daddy hangs the moon and the stars. To a child, Dad is the one who you trust to keep you safe, no matter what. Your dad is the guy who raised you as his own, who taught you how to ride a bike and count to 100. Now, the role of father has changed over the passing years. No longer is the man the only breadwinner, but his partner also helps to provide for the family's needs. The father takes an important and major role in the care of their children. They take them to school, to lessons, they attend parent meetings, and cook meals. In this era, fathers have an equal role in all things pertaining to the family. And what a wonderful breakthrough that is for both men and women. In today's world, fathers also endure childbirth right alongside their partner. I'm sure the man feels a lot of pain while his wife is in labor, but their physical support is of the utmost importance to the mother. A child worships their father, but a father never feels worthy of the worship in the child's eyes. A father never quite feels the hero that his daughter thinks he is never quite the man his son believes him to be. But a father should never worry about these things, as he is everything his children need him to be and want him to be. Now, our oldest granddaughter will call us and tell us she is stuck. Her car won't go. Now, our granddaughter thinks she has a car. She calls it her car, but it's really not. It's her mother's. And she gets a bit annoyed. The first thing we say is, oh, when did you get a car? But as soon as my husband, Paul, hears that Carissa is stuck, he has his shoes on his feet, ready to go and rescue her. And I'm sure that the grandfathers out here do exactly the same thing. You'd do anything for your grandchildren. Fathers and grandfathers are the ones you can count on to come to your aid at all times of the day or night. They have unconditional love. Fathers are who give daughters away to other men who aren't nearly good enough, so they can have grandchildren who are smarter than anybody else's. There are many men who are biological fathers, yet have no connection with their child. And there are many men who, upon choice, step into the role of stepfathers or adoptive fathers and love that child wholeheartedly and unconditionally and are known as their dads, their fathers. Sometimes family has nothing to do with flesh and blood and everything to do with love, pure and simple love. A positive male role model is extremely important in the life of children. Fathers teach the sons how to respect and treat women by the way they themselves treat their wives. Fathers show their daughters how they should be loved and treated by another man. Children watch how their fathers treat others, and that reflects on how they in turn will treat people, especially their own spouse and children. Remember the prodigal son? One of the two sons, the youngest, wants his inheritance right now. He wants to do with it what he pleases. So the father gives it to him, his inheritance, and lets him go his way. The elder son stays home, works hard, and honors his father. It takes the younger son quite a long time to learn that life isn't quite as easy as he thought it would be, and he comes back home, not knowing if his father will accept him back or not. When he arrives home, completely unannounced, the father is overjoyed that his son has returned and throws him a party. Now the elder son is angry and doesn't see the fairness in this. And look at today's world. There are those children who refuse to follow the rules of the home and do whatever they can to get a reaction from the parents. Piercings in places that you don't even want to think about. Experimenting with all kinds of drugs. Dropping out of school with no job or income of any kind. They venture out into what can be a very cruel world. After they have tried to make it on their own, in a variety of ways and circumstances, they return home. What do their fathers do? They may give them a lecture or some good advice. They let them get cleaned up, feed them, listen to their story, and welcome them back home. They show the child unconditional love. They will probably still have rules to follow, but the child is always welcomed home. I honestly think that men underestimate their importance in the lives of their families, their wives, their siblings, and certainly in the lives of their children. And men, I hope you know the special bond a man has with his mother. It's funny how acceptable it is to say she's a daddy's girl, but not as acceptable to say he's a mummy's boy. And why not? I think when a man is first married, and even when they're married for many years, sometimes a woman frowns upon their husband spending time with his mother. And how ridiculous is that? Women need to stop and think, if they have a son, do they not want him to spend time with his mom? I asked a few people about their relationships with their fathers and what they admired about their fathers and grandfathers or other significant men in their lives, because I did not have a good relationship with my father. And here's what they had to say. Fathers are patient when their kids are sick, often wishing they could take that sickness away. They're hardworking and they never complain about the number of hours they have to work to support their family. It is the quality of time kids spend with their dads rather than the quantity of time. Fathers teach the importance of money, how to work hard for what you want, how to save, and not live a life you can't afford. They teach financial priorities. They teach the importance of what you need and not always what you want. Fathers teach that you don't have to be loud to be heard, quiet approval and quiet disapproval. Kids don't always appreciate the qualities of their fathers until they are older and they see life differently. Dads raise girls with important life lessons. Dad is who you count on to keep you safe and protect you. So after I preached on Mother's Day at the 8:15 service, I went down for coffee, had some good laughs with some of the men. And Jim Fox and Bob Birdie jokingly said, "So you're preaching on Father's Day too?" Which I answered, "Well, come to think of it, yes, I am." So I told them that I would like to add a little humor concerning men to finish off my sermon. The men's thesaurus. Men don't always say what they mean. So ladies, please allow me to translate for your future benefit. When a man says, "It would take too long to explain," he means, "I have no idea how it works." When a man says, "It's a guy thing," he means, "There's no rational thought pattern connected with this, and you have no chance at all of making it sound logical." When a man says, "Oh, don't fuss, I just cut myself, it's no big deal," he means, "I have probably severed a limb, and I will bleed to death before I admit I'm hurt, so get over here and help me." Good thing you men have a sense of humor. When a man says, "I'm not lost, I know exactly where we are," he means no one will ever see us alive again. When a man says, "I don't think I can go today," he means shopping is not a sport, and no, I am never going to think of it that way. And when a man says, "That's not what I meant," he means if something I said can be interpreted two ways, and one of those ways makes you sad or angry, I meant the other one. And if your husband says, "Honey, what color is this?" he means peach, for example, is a fruit, not a color. Pumpkin is also a fruit. He probably has no idea what taupe is. But I did find this lovely Father's Day poem, which I think sums up. Dad, he never looks for praises. He's never one to boast. He just goes on quietly working for those he loves the most. His dreams are seldom spoken. His wants are very few. And most of the time, his worries will go unspoken too. He's there, a firm foundation through all our storms of life, a sturdy hand to hold to in times of stress and strife, a true friend we can turn to when times are good or bad. One of our greatest blessings is the man that we call Dad. A father is always a hero to his children. He is that driving force which makes you achieve your goals. He is always supportive with all his guidance and efforts and stand by you at all the times of your life. He is always kind and affectionate to his children. Men, you are not told often enough how important you really are. So today we salute you, all the men in our lives, all the men who play different yet important roles in our lives. Never underestimate your value in the lives of those who love you. Today, we give thanks for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.